How about, I know during the offseason, a lot of the guys will be involved in hockey school, and you'll obviously be heavily involved as well. What do we got coming up for hockey school in 2015?
We have three separate weeks, all in the month of July. So we have basically our MITE age group, which is birth years, 06 to 08. So that's our youngest group of kids. And we're doing those guys for 2 weeks. So they'll have 2 weeks on the ice where they can come out, two separate weeks, I should say. And there's same kind of format they had last year where they're just half a day. So they'll be drop them off in the morning and pick them up around lunchtime, and we'll see you tomorrow. And then we have those kids for 2 weeks. And then all 3 weeks we have birth years 2000 to 2002. And then 2003 to 2005, so that's kind of like your squirt peewee age group of kids, where it gives a little leeway where if your kid wants to step up to go to an older group, he can, or stay down with the lower group, whichever you prefer, basically. So that those groups will be offered all 3 weeks, and then we have another group, which is basically like a high school age group, which is 97 to 99, so that's our oldest, and that's only for 1 week, which is the last week. Pretty much our reasoning behind doing this, I'll try to get all ages every week, was to have, if someone comes down from Alaska, like Dirk's sister, and say his buddy is 3 years older than him, then he can bring his friend and they can both be in the same week. So it makes sense family wise where, we have another family from Alaska Anchorage that came down, the Dukoviches, I believe he's an alumni, and he came up and met with us in Anchorage after one of those, maybe the 10-0 Shalakin, but I know his son and daughter both came last year, so I think we kind of wanted to be a little more friendly for families where people are traveling, so it's a little bit easier to come all at one time instead of trying to plan out your summer. Okay, we have to come July 7th, or we have to come back July 25th. It's right. Not cost-effective for families, so we wanted to make it easier for them to come down and be able to participate.
How about when do things get rolling for you guys for hockey school?
The first week, July 12th to 16th. So it's Sunday to Thursday, same format we had as last year. And then we'll finish up July 30th, so it'll be our last day. So three quick weeks and get some kids on the ice and teach them how to play hockey a little better.
Cool. By the way, just got an email. Dan Robillard from the Lons Hockey Association wanted to mention that they are very appreciative of Devin Carroll for attending their hockey banquet. So that's pretty cool that he did that. Yeah. Mike Stevens is with us, video coordinator from Michigan Tech, and so much more, really. There's more to Mike than that. And so what else you got planned for the summer, Mike? And hanging out with us at all? Or
Maybe a little bit. We'll see. Hopefully hit the links a
get
bit.
Get some golfing and, in.
Yeah, speaking of the Lons Association, all of our local associations, just for registration, they'll get $25 off, try to help out our commuters a little bit more and get them out and more involved and just be able to hang out with our hockey Huskies. I know that was a big hit last year, having our players with the kids all day long, and they love looking up to those guys. And it's definitely good to have those guys around because they make a difference, so it's good to have them.
I know another thing we got coming up, obviously, is the hockey reunion, August 7th and 8th. And I know we've got a bunch of guys coming back in for that. And I know Coach Pearson's really looking forward to having those guys back on campus and trying to get some guys that haven't been on campus in a while to come back. And so I know you'll be involved with that as well and looking forward to that coming up in early August.
Yeah, that'll be an exciting time for sure, especially after such a great season. And I'm sure more people want to hop back on the bandwagon after one of the hide where they graduated from for however long. So it'll be good to have some people back and some excitement and some buzz around, and people want to be a part of it again. So it's good. It's fun.
How about some of the guys who have signed? Have you talked to any of them, like Tanner? And I know Blake Heedle has signed with the Colorado Eagles. Have you talked to either of those guys?
I have not talked to either one. I know Blake played on the line with Trent Davitel the other night, so I don't know if that transpired or if he's sticking around, or I think they're starting playoffs, so I don't know if it was just a tryout or for sure what right. He had going on. But then Tanner obviously 2 goals in 2 games, so he's been doing typical Tanner Carroll things, so good for him. It's awesome to see. That's exciting.
It's kind of like Ben Stelzer. The awards just keep rolling right. in, you know. Season's over,
another day
another award. And good for him to see that, and you know, fun to see somebody like that get rewarded with all the awards that he's gotten. So
for sure.
I know your program is proud of him as well and what he's accomplished. So
all right, Mikey. Well, we appreciate it. Enjoy your summer and best you can. I know you're going to be doing a lot of work, but looking forward to next season already, I bet.
Oh, for sure. It's always feels like it should be September and we can get rolling again, but who knows?
It'll come pretty quick.
And I know we probably should tell people, if you're interested in hockey school, not sure about it, whatever, best place is to hop online, michigantechrecreation.com. We've got all the information there on dates and times and costs and those type of things. So make sure you check that out. You can always call the hockey office, and Mikey will give the info as well, 487-4506. And that's Mikey's direct number, and I'll be happy to tell you what you need to know about hockey school and try to make it work out for your family. So looking forward to the summer. Hard to believe we're creeping towards the summertime, but feels like it outside, and I'm happy.
Very much so. Don't forget Michigan Tech football spring game Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock at Sherman Field. That's Huskies Drive Time.